There's renewed alarm about the scale of wage theft across the Australian economy, and the fear is there's a long way to go before we come close to fixing the problem. The Fair Work Ombudsman is taking supermarket giant Woolworths to court for underpaying many of its store managers. But is the retailer just the tip of the iceberg? The fear, say researchers, is that countless employees working for smaller companies across the country will never take home an adequate wage because they're underpaying bosses fly under the regulatory radar. Business reporter David Taylor has the story.
Underpayment of workers, sometimes called wage theft, is becoming disturbingly common, according to University of Sydney Business School senior lecturer Stephen Clibborn.
It's pretty clear that all kinds of employers are at risk of non-compliance with their minimum wage requirements.
Woolworths is the latest to be named and shamed. Workers questioned their pay packets, and last year the retailer then confessed to the regulator that it had underpaid thousands of salaried employees for a decade, to the tune of about $390 million. Now the regulator's done its own sums and believes Woolworths is still underpaying middle-level store managers. Fair Work Ombudsman Sandra Parker is taking the supermarket chain to the federal court to test whose calculations are correct.
So we're taking Woolworths to court because we allege they've underpaid 70 salaried managers more than $1 million over 12 months. They've backpaid some of that amount, but we are disputing their calculations and we're alleging that over $700,000 is still owed to those workers.
If the court rules those 70 managers were underpaid, the Ombudsman will seek court orders to look at all salaried managers' pay, or 19,000 workers, between 2015 and 2019. Woolworths says it continues to work on the problem, and it's already paid out more than $370 million to current and former salaried team members across the group. In a statement, Woolworths Group CEO Brad Banducci said, quote, "We welcome the opportunity for further clarity from the court process on the correct interpretations of the relevant provisions." But Dr. Clibborn warns his research shows too many bosses display willful ignorance about correctly paying their workers.
There are cases where businesses will pay, say, $10 to $15 per hour, which we know is the going rate endured by many international students, for instance, working as waiters or shop assistants in our cities. That's pretty clear that there's no attempt to comply with the minimum wage there.
A shocking number of high-profile Australian businesses have come under fire for underpaying staff. In January 2019, the ABC confessed to underpaying around 2,500 casual staff over 6 years. It's paid back $12 million. In April 2019, the Commonwealth Bank found about 8,000 employees were entitled to back pay, totalling $4.8 million. National Secretary of the SDA, the union representing workers in retail, fast food and warehouses, Gerard Dwyer, says using unions to do on-the-spot payroll audits is the solution.
And we'd return to a situation where all employers were required to pay the legal wages, not just those who you may self-report where they've made errors, but across the board, there would be an enormous lift in compliance.
Dr. Stephen Clibborn is satisfied that large corporations are now afraid of having their reputations dragged through the mud and are actively working with accounting firms to make sure workers are getting fair pay. It's those workers in smaller companies, he fears, who are most vulnerable to wage theft.
Particularly temporary migrant workers. And I do fear that overly strong focus on the big firms is distracting us and certainly demanding of the already under-resourced Fair Work Ombudsman.
And Sandra Parker from the regulator is happy to take a call from anyone who believes they're being underpaid.
And they should contact us to seek advice if they find underpayments. We do investigate every one of them. And we expect those employers to fully cooperate with our investigations to ensure the employees are quickly repaid any entitlements that are owed. That's the most important thing.
A directions hearing in the federal court in Sydney is still to be scheduled.
David Taylor with that report.